Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17th of the Hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. Check it out. Michael Salzman is our guest, our good friend, longtime eight-year member of our Brain Trust, Vice President of Berman & Company. We're talking about some of the policies that are going on between the relationships between employer and employee, and how the government has gotten involved and how they typically just mess things up when they do. Michael, I want to set up a little scenario here and let you comment on it. I want to get this out on the table so people will remember it. Folks, if you remember, 2 to 3 years ago, the Obama National Labor Relations Board decided that they wanted to throw all franchisors under the bus in favor of the unions. Unions want to be able to unionize the franchising organizations, all the McDonald's, all the Chick-fil-A's, et cetera, et cetera. But they couldn't do it because the relationship between the worker on the front line of a franchisee out in your town was not connected to the corporate headquarters of McDonald's or Chick-fil-A. They were different companies, different owners. They just had a licensing relationship with each other. Well, the NLRB basically just rolled right over that and connected all those employees, or tried to connect them, and they were just about to do it, Michael, weren't they? And then we had a change in the administration, but that hasn't gone away, has it? That problem. Are you there, Michael?
Start over, Michael.
I think we missed part of what you said.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, it's actually become something of a political battle. You know, the decision that you referenced, the Browning-Ferris decision, and basically overturned this longstanding precedent that, you know, you were only essentially responsible for a contractor, or let's say a franchisee, you know, if there was direct and immediate control. And so the Obama NLRB tosses that out. You get a new NLRB in there under President Trump. And they basically try and reverse the Browning-Ferris decision with another decision that was called Hybrand. But this is where some of the political chicanery comes in. You know, the Democratic senators and some of the sort of union-aligned board members were saying that, you know, one of these new Trump-appointed folks really should have recused himself from the case. They were alleging he had a conflict of interest. You know, without getting into the nitty gritty, this whole conflict of interest thing is just such a hoax.
It's bogus. So, it's bogus.
It's bogus. For the longest time, I mean, there was a gentleman who was an Obama appointee, a guy named Craig Becker, who had been a top lawyer for the SEIU, and he'd been hearing cases involving SEIU locals, and he wrote a memo that said, I don't have to recuse myself from any of these cases.
See, this is the double standard, folks. This is the double standard that the Democrats have, and I just got to call them out on this. When it's in their favor, they don't have to recuse, but when it's not in their favor, they demand recusal. And I'm going to tell you something, Michael. There's no shame in that kind of behavior. And I just got to call out the Democrats on this, folks. This is wrong. If you don't like how things are going, win the election. Don't change the rules midstream, away from a rule that you had established yourself, right?
That's right. Yeah, right. It's the last great political sin, hypocrisy. what I think needs to happen is that, you know, it's I think there has been a little bit of disappointment that some of the new Republican appointees on the board don't seem to necessarily have as much of a spine for this fight. And I think there needs to be a little bit of a wake up call there, and maybe that's happening now, that you know that they're in a little bit of a street fight here. It's a legal fight, but there's also a concerted strategy to try and basically stymie any of the kind of changes that the NLRB should be making to basically restore the precedent that had been overturned. And so I think that that there's going to need to be a little bit of a more aggressive spine for this kind of fight. And
this is happening across the landscape, though. This is the same kind of thing that's going on with the Kavanaugh case right now. Same kind of thing is going on over there in the Senate.
Yeah, that's right. This stuff doesn't just happen. There's a reason that there's so much media around these stuff, and it's not just. I mean, it's on the federal level, but it's also. I mean, if you think. If you think this stuff, if you have a business that's located in a red state, I mean, my gosh, I was talking to some Texas business owners recently who were trying to figure out why all of a sudden all this union money was pouring into their town. And it's because there's a Senate race happening and they want to try and do voter turnout. And so I think there's areas where people traditionally might have felt safe and secure. They need to realize that, hey, just because we've got Republicans on the board or just because you're in a red state, it doesn't mean you can stop playing offense. It doesn't. You know,
let me tell you something. Because when the Democrats come to a debate, they bring a knife with them. They're ready for a knife fight, and Republicans aren't. Republicans don't have the same stomach. Republicans are not as hardened, and I could say a few other things as the Democrats are in the Olympic blood sport of politics. Republicans are just not as good as Democrats, folks. This NLRB thing is ridiculous. And the idea that we've got Republicans have control of the three houses of government and we can't change this is preposterous. The NLRB ruling against franchisors has got to stop.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.